Let us start from the beginning of the sugya. Nehemya berei de Rav Chaniloi mishachte shmeite. Nehemya, the son of Rav Chaniloi, was angeton in the sugya. The nofak chutz letchum, and he was so fatifed. He was mekayim de velechtecha vaderech kimloi muvan amilo, and he walked out of the tchum. Now he was stuck there. Omale Rav Chisda le Rav Nachman, Nehemya Talmidecho Shori Bitzah. He's stuck outside of the tchum, he can't get in. He only has Daladamis. Omaloi, so Rav Nachman told Rav Chisda, Aseloi Mechitza Shol Bnei Odom, make a Mechitza Shol Bnei Odom, V'yikoneis. The mechitza will surround him, and the mechitza will become automatically nivla in the tchum also, make a large mechitza. So since he can walk in the whole area of the hekif mechitza, so he can walk till into the tchum, and now he's in the tchum already, so memele, he got back. Yosef Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Achayre Derovit, Rav Nachman by Yitzhak was sitting behind Rove. The Yosef Rove came to Rav Nachman. Rove was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Omalei Rav Nachman by Yitzhak le Rove. This is Rashi's Gilse. Mai kami boile le Rav Chisda. What was the shaila that Rav Chisda asked Rav Nachman? There was a shaila. He had asked the Rebbe. Ilaim ebedemolu gavra skinam. If there were enough people that you could make a mechitza surrounding Nehemya, that it could enter into the tchum. So what could be the shaila? The kamiboy le hilchesekiram gamliel. But the shaila was, do we say that this whole hekev has a din of dalet al dalet? That's machlokes ram gamliel and Rabbi Kiva. Since it wasn't shoyves ba'ava mechitzes meboid yoim, So could be we don't paskel with Ram Gamliel that he is mutter to be mahalach in this whole hekif. Ilay mebe demolo gavra skinim kami boy lehilchas ekram Gamliel. Is that the ayin aloch ekram Gamliel? Was that the shaila? Idilme, maybe that wasn't the shaila. The loch is zicha like Ram Gamliel. If they would have had enough people to make a mechitza that could go and be nivla in the tchum, there's no shaila. Now the problem was, but the loymolu gavre askin. They didn't have enough people that you could extend this mechitz into the tchum. The best you could extend would be two ames till the tchum. The kami boy lay haloche ki Rabbi Elazar. I ain't haloche ki Rabbi Elazar. The machlekes Rabbi Elazar and the chachamim that Rabbi Elazar holds that. But the Rabbi Elazar holds if a person walked out two amis from the tchum, he could walk back into the tchum. The lomdus of Rabbi Elazar is because when a person walked out chutz l'tchum, he has four amis, two amis on each side. Nizaymet b'emtza. So since he has his talid amis goes into the tchum, if he just two amis out of the tchum, so his talid amis goes into the tchum, so Memeli can walk back into the tchum. That is Svaras Abeleza. So if you're a little less than two amas away from the tchum, you can walk back into the tchum. So Memeli, maybe that was the shaila. The Chumim disagree with this. That was the shaila that Rav Nachman by Yitzchok posed to Rava. What was the shaila that was asked? So Rava answered them, Pshite b'deloi molu gavri askinam. Mistome, that the whole shaila was, if there wasn't enough people, and the shaila was, do we paskin like Rabbi Elazar? Di salke daitoch b'demolu gavri askinam. If you'll say that there were enough people, mighty boy, like, so what could have been the shaila already? Ha'omar Rav, aloche kiram gamliel, b'dir v'soyer esvine. Rav already paskin like I'm gamliel. That even though he entered the Hekif Mechitzas in Shabbos, he's also permitted to go and to walk into this whole Hekif. So why would it have been necessary for Rav Chisda to ask Rav Nachman Ashayla? We zicha paskot Ram Gamliel. Alavadai b'dolei molu gavri yaskinam. It's zichem istam is speaking about that we don't have enough people to extend the mechitz into the tchum. Rabbi Lezer come boy like, and that was the shaila. Do we pass on at Rabbi Lezer? According to Rabbi Lezer, since we can make it teich the two amis of the tchum, sememelo, then he can get into the tchum. But if we don't pass on at Rabbi Lezer, so the mechitza won't help. That's what Rava answered him. They can ami, they come alei yikones. Well, let's see the lashon of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman answered him. He told him as follows, Asei loy mechitza shel b'nei Adam, v'yikones, and he should go in. Now, if it's what, this v'yikones is miyuta. If we have enough people, so Asei loy, the whole purpose of the mechitza was that he should get back into the tchum. So Rav Nachman didn't have to be marich b'dibure, Asei loy mechitza shel b'nei Adam, fartik. What's v'yikones? No, because Rav Nachman knew after the mechitza, we still have a problem. We have a barrier of two amis till the tchum. So he told him, "Asei la mechitza shel bnei Adam, v'yikones," and then he should, from there, since he's only two amis away, he should go into the tchum. V'yikones, my yikones, lav b'loy mechitza. So the mechitza did not extend till these two amis. And they answered that he should, yikones b'loy mechitza. The Ritva says of Alta Pesoiz Gewizen, from this Deikonami, that la halacha we paskon let Rabbi Lezer. Forget, we have a Deikonami already, that's what Rav Nachman told him. So la halacha we paskon let Rabbi Lezer. Once to be matrik could be that, maybe afilo according to the Chachamim, afilo ledvar mitzvah de moide to Rabbi Lezer. So it's not muchach in ganzen, even though the way Rav Nachman by Yitzchok asked the Shaila, he held it totally in the machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, but it could be there's a svara that afilo according to the Chachamim, b'moke mitzvah is mutter, and since he went out, but zeich limudat Torah, it's a din of b'moke mitzvah. So it could be it's not muchach that we pass like Rabbi Lezer. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, b'demolu gavri, shahoyu loy anoshim harbe, there was a lot of people, sheyecholim lotzei chutz l'tchum, that were able to go out chutz l'tchum. How is that possible? Could go in sheyirvu. They were ma'arev, they made a ruvi tchumim. Lasa isloy mechitza mikan, mimokim shehu shom, and they would make the mechitza from where Rav Nechemya was situated, adatchum. Halachik Ram Gamliel, that was the shail. The lahan alei mechitza shloi shavas b'miboid yoyim. That the mechitza is that he wasn't shavas b'miboid yoyim, he could also be heilach as kulam. Kedam el gabidir v'soya. That was the shaila. Do we paskan at Ram Gamliel? Oy dil mepshit alei, halachik Ram Gamliel, that's no shaila. The mechitze anasa yedei anoshim only extended to two amis near the tchum. Ukemeboy lei halachik Rabbi Lezer dama b'masnisin mishayotz achutz l'tchum shtei amis yikones. Deikenami b'deloy molu gavrei have. It was loy molu gavrei. The Amalei Rav Nachman Asei Lei Mechitze Shel B'nei Adam the Yikonis Lamalei Lemeima Yikonis. Why did he have to say Yikonis? Aloch Yikoma Yase Mechitze Adashtayim till the Tuamis before the Trum. Achar Kach Yikonis Umeyatzmei Beloi Mechitze. And then he'll enter without a Mechitze. Zog the Gemara weiter. Eisvei Rav Nachman Ba Yitzchok Lerov. Now, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok asked Akasha and Rove. First he wanted to find out what the Shaila was. Then he heard the Tzodei HaShaila. So he said, but there's a new problem. There's a Baraisa that says, Nofal Doifna, if the Doifin of the Sukkah fell, Lo Yamid Bo Odom Behema Vekelim, so one should not he wants to use the sukkah. It's a sukkah shal mitzvah. He wants to use the sukkah. So he should not בממד אן אדם, בהימה וקלם, ולא יסקייף אס המיטה, he shouldn't, if there was there was a meat in the sukkah, he shouldn't make it, he shouldn't stand it up, lifreis ala el sadin. The Perish Achayit is a nice picture that that shows what he wants to do. Lefi shein oisin oyel aroi betchile biyontev ein tzorach loima b'shabbos. You're not permitted to make an oyel aroi. So memele, so therefore, if the daifen of the sukkah fell, it's farfal. You're not permitted to make an oil aroi in yontev navada givish shabbos. So memele, so yes, the makashe. So there's a new problem over here. How we're speaking about trumim de kishailas, the mechitza reached the trum, it didn't reach the trum. There's another shaila. How are you permitted to make mechitzas in shabbos? Layamid bo odom. You're not allowed to stella vek an odom to make a mechitz in Shabbos. Yontef, a kolshkin in Shabbos. Om alei at amritli meho. You're a boki. You're telling me a baraisa. The baraisa says, layamid bo odom. Pano amin aloch meho. I have a different baraisa. Oysa odom es chavei reidoifen, kadei sheyoichel v'yishte v'yoshen. A person is permitted to make his chaver for a doifin, for the sukkah, he should be able to eat and drink and sleep. The yiskai vesa mita is permitted to be zaykev the mita, vifrosel asadin, kedei shaloi tipel chama al hameis, v'al ha'oichlan, if in the sukkah there's a mace, or there's oichlan, which will become spoiled through the heat coming in, so he's allowed to be mamed the mita, to make it a doifin, to prevent that the sun should enter, the rays of the sun should enter. So memele, there's a baraisa that says you're allowed to make mechitzas. Frech de gemore, no, kashin adodi. Aber there's a stire, the two baraisas. So memele, when a baraisa, we attack one baraisa baistois as his mutter, one baraisa baistois as his osso, so the gemore fact it's a stire, the two baraisas. So the Gemara loy kasha. Ho Rabbelezer, ho Rabbonim. That one Baraisa is going according to Rabbelezer, and one Baraisa is going according to the Rabbonim. This nan. Pkak achaloin. You want to be soisim achaloin. There's a stopper for achaloin. And you want to now be soisim it. Rabbelezer oimer, bizman she kosher v'toloi poikikim boy. If this pkak is tied to the kaisel. And the toloi, it's not dragging on the floor, it's hanging. So one sees that this is a intricate chalik of the kaisel. This is just like you have a door that swings on hinges. So there's no shaila of baine. This is part of the hardware of the house. You have a door, it opens, it closes. That's called I'm being boina or soisa. So Rabbi Lezer says, if this pkak is tied to the kaisel and it's hanging, you see that it's part of the hardware of the kaisel. This is how these are the shutters of the chaloin. You open it, you shut it. Then there's poikikim boy, v'im lav. But if you don't have these tanoim, ain't poikikim boy. Because then it's called your moisif on the oil aroi. V'chomemoymrim benkach u benkach poikikim boy. That verkehrt. So geht man nicht on. Since the whole thing is an oil aroi, so memele, he has no intentions, it will remain there forever. He puts it in, he takes it out. So memele, an oil aroi, there's no issa. So we see that there's a machloikis tanoim, if it is permitted to make an oil aroi. Abilazer asos, and the chachomim amater. So that is the eitze, to be miyashiv, the stira of the two baraises. Oysa, the meschaveri doifen is going according to the chachomim. And the first barais is going according to Rabbi Lezer. Let us see Rashi. Nofal doifno shel suke, yiskoif es hamite, she yesh loy besuke, he has a bed in the mite, he's a mite in the suke, keneged apirtze, va'af al gav, even though it doesn't look like binyan, the doimeke miskaven lefanes loimoke masuke. It looks to the naked eye, he wants to make more place in the sukkah. For lahochi yosa. For that's when it's also. The kosher la'anach the shori lasa is mechitze shal neodom b'shabbos. So those who are matter, Rav Nachman, Rav Chizde, Mestoma, they were matter, Rav Chizde did it. So how are you allowed to, make a mechitz in Shabbos? So he brought him another baraisa, k'day she yoichol v'yishta v'yoshen, ikel mitzvosu shel suke begimu dvorim alol. V'yiskei v'esamite al meshori, u'porchin efek de gemorus noch koshi en adodi. So the gemor wanted to say that's a machloikis Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim. Rabbi Lazar holds, if it's kosher, v'toloi, is poikikim boi, v'im lav, ain poikikim boi. The domi leboine, this is similar to binyan, shem moisif al stimas abayis. He's moisif, he's adding on to the stimas abayis. V'af al pish aroihu, even though this is a stimas aroi, Shereyarzer v'yiftechenu is going to open it up. Afal pikein it's also. That's the Rabbi Lezer. That's the Baraisa that says that you're not nofel doif no layamid bo'odem behemah v'keim v'yiski v'samite. And the other Baraisa is going according to the Chachomim is there for oisa odem eschavei redoif and k'day sheyeichu v'yishte v'yiski v'samite. Frek de gemore, no. That's not a, you want miyash of the baraisis. Vohit meralo, omar rabbe barbachone, omar rabbi yechene. Rabbe barbachone, omar rabbi yechene explained the machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim. He said as follows. Hakel moidim she'ein oisin oil aroi bitchile biyontev. To make an oil aroi bitchile biyontev, yezich not allowed to. Ve'ein tzorch loyma b'shabbos. Shabbos avad givish is not allowed. Loynech leku el olahoysif. The whole machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim is when you're adding on to an oil. She Rabbi Lezer oymer ein moysif and beyond to ve'ein tzorch loyma b'shabbos. So this is, the pkaak is a hoysofer to an oil. It's not making an oil. Yeah, you're just adding on. You're extending. Sarkoponim, but Rabbi Babachonam, Rabbi Yechanan says that is the whole machlokes. But to make a new mechitze, everyone is moide that you're not permitted to make. So now we're back to the kasha. So the address that you gave me, that this baraisa that says oisa adam eschavei redoifen, is going according to the Chachamim. It doesn't help. The Chachamim would never say such a thing. Zogt Rashi. Vitmar alo, da filu rabbono lo isharu, elo lo hoisef. The rabbono only matter to be moisef. Kigayim pkak chaloin. The toises ba'almo. Ubarais isharin lemad adoifin lechatchila. The Baraisa says, Lechatchila, you're allowed to make a doif. And for the Gemara, a different terms. Elo loikash, hoker ab meyer, hoker ab Yehuda. The two Baraisas, one Baraisa is the Baraisa that is matir, is going according to Rab Meir. The Baraisa that asks is going according to Rab Yehuda. What's Rab Meir? Who's Rab Meir, Rab Yehuda? The Sanya, we learned as follows. Aso lebehema doifin lesuke. A person made a behema for a doifin lesuke. Rabbi Meir paisel. So Rabbi Meir says it's not a good doifin. So we'll see. There's a havamin and a meskone. The havamin is al shema yivrach. So it's not a. So he passed the doifin. Rabbi Meir paisel. Rabbi Yehuda marshe. Yehuda says it's a kosher adayf. Is Rab Meir the kapostel also? Rab Meir that passels a behemet. Alme loy mechitzehi. So Memele, so it's not a mechitza. He says it's a posel of mechitza. It doesn't help. It doesn't work. Oy bazoy, hochi shari. So Memele, if it's not a mechitza, so Memele, so the beraisa that says, oy sa odom, as chaveiroi doifen, gedei sheyoichel veyishte veyoshen, so Memele, that beraisa is going according to Ramei, because the Gemara now was medame an odom to a behemet. We'll see later, it's not a dimyon. But another one wanted to be medame. So the Gemara says, so this baraisa that says that you're allowed to make a mechaisa, oisa odom es chaveiroi doifen, you're allowed to make him for a doifen. So that's going according to Ramei, because according to Ramei, it doesn't accomplish anything by standing there. It's a posel of mechitze. So since it's il alma loy mechitze, is hachishari the love midikovitz? He's not doing anything. He's not accomplishing anything. So there's no iser of boine. That's not called the way he's making an oil. He's not doing anything. The Rabbi Yehuda de Kamar Sherosom. Rabbi Yehuda that says, Asola behem a doifen lesuk it's a kosher a doifen. Oh, if it's a kosher a doifen, so then you're talking making a mechitze. If you're making a mechitze, So then you're not allowed to do it in Shabbos and Yom Tov. Alma mechitze, hocha osa. It's a very shvere teretz. There's a lot of kash. There's a lot of sversi Rashi. Zogt Rashi yazoy. Rab Meir poisul, meforish me meseches suke, shema tivrach. When he passels a behemah, because the behemah might run away. The lav midika of it, the kiven the loy misakin le suke, he's not being misakin the suke. Afal gav the ovid oil, he's making an oil. We'll see exactly what ovid oil means. Shari, it's muta. The kasava oisin oil aroy, you're allowed to make an oil aroy. Vahoyel the loy misakin suke ain't elo oyel aroy vishori. Since he's not being misakin, so this is a shame oyel aroy. So memele, so that's why you're allowed to do it. Zaktrashi vaakati tuve ike le mifrachalo. Zaktrashi, we could ask a moira di kekashe, on this teretz. How could you say that this Baraisa is going according to Rameya? Dokedei sheyoichal v'yishte v'yoshan k'toni. It says, kedei sheyoichal v'yishte v'yoshan. He's telling him to be a doifin. He should permit him to eat. Now that it's a yibnafel doifin. So, is chaveiroi. Kedei sheyoichal v'yishte v'yoshan. So Vaisa says it helps. Almo l'sakna l'sukke kosei. So what kind of teretz is this? So Trashi, opachina lo pirchi tuve. The Gemara asks other good kashas. This teretz is a very shvera teretz because this is also a kasha. Adam afkina lo imi taima. Told the Gemara that this is not the correct teretz. Okay, good. Ein echanami. So the Gemara can have asked this kasha, Rashi says. The Gemara fragt an andere kasha. Yeah, the lav midi kovit. Frekt de gemore. So memele. So now we will miyashiv the stir and the two baraisis. And the yishiv is as follows: if the doifen doesn't help anything, so memele, then it's permissible. If the doifen does help, then it's also. Now there's a pertinent in kasha that Tosis asks, and the Ritva also asks the kasha. You're miyashiv the two baraisis there, but we started, so what was the maisa with Rav Nechemya? I mean, the whole, we have a steel into baraisis says, oise doifen, you're allowed to make a doifen. Yes, the kash, you're not allowed to make a doifen. It says, you have a baraisa, you're allowed to make a doifen. So now we explain that, how do we understand this baraisa? You're allowed to make a doifen because it doesn't help anything. So Memela, so what's this maisa with Nechemya? The whole kasha was, the whole problem originated from Nechemya that they sent Anoshim to make a mechitza. Now if you're telling me the mechitza, it's only permissible if the mechitza doesn't help. So what did they accomplish? mean, Kochach helped. They brought him back into the Tchum. So Taisi says a mahalach on this, but the Ritva says, now the Gemara Deval is Isaac. We're in a new rut now. We have to be Miyashim the Baraisis. The Gemara isn't talking about yet, about Rav Nechemya. That's another parasha, but we have now a new problem facing us. How Miyashim the Baraisis? So the Gemara is Miyashim the Baraisis as follows. According to Rav Meir, it's Mutter. According to Rav Yudel Biyosa, Rav Nechemya is not a parasha. Frech the Gemara v'tizbere. This is not a good teretz, you're saying. Eimed the Shamet Leila Rab Meir, the soul Rab Meir says it's Apostle of Mechitze. Why is it Apostle of Mechitze? So Rashi says Shem Otivrach. So Memele, so Apostle of Mechitze, one is permitted to make in Shabbos. Aber Eimed the Shamet Leila Rab Meir Behema. Behema is Apostle of Mechitze, Shem Otivrach. Odom v'keilem mishametlei, but Odom v'keilem, here it says, oisa Odom es chaveiroi, and then v'yiskev es hamita v'yivrusel erosadin. It says that we're matter for an Odom, we're matter for keilem. Here, they're a kosher mechitza, they won't run away, they're a kosher mechitza. So memele, so here it's a kosher mechitza, but it's a kosher mechitza, so how is it permissible? Vesu, another kasha. Rabbi Meir Alibe Deman. What was the lomdis? The lomdis was Rashi said that since it's not a real mechitze, since it's not a real mechitze, even like misakin lesuke, afal gavda ovid oil shori diksova oisin oil aroi. So Meila, since it's not accomplishing anything. It is a shem oyel aroy. Vahoyel le mesak and sukein al oyel aroy vishoy. So memele frekt the gemore, where do you see the such a heta to make an oyel aroy? Vesura bemeye alibe dema. I alibe de rabbe lezer. Who does he hold like? If he holds like rabbe lezer, lohisif nami yosef. You're not allowed to make an oil aroi, not allowed to be moisef on an oil aroi. El alibi de rabbonon, know what? He holds like the rabbonon, heim edomir rabbonon lohoise, lachat chila miyoma. So my mail is doch weiter schwer. Let us see Rashi. Look, Rashi, Eimed is Shamet Leila Rab Meir de Posel Behemet Mishum Shemet Tivrach. Odom Sheyesh Boi Das Lamoy, an Odom that will remain. Oy Kalim Sheein Zozin Mim Koima Mishamet Leila. Vahay Tan Odom Ve Kalim Udiktoni. We're not even speaking about a Behemet. Diktoni oises chaveiroi doifin v'yiskoif es amite. Besu nehei deloi misakin lo lesuke. Tak, you're not misakin the suke. Kamei edemuksim lo deshori alibay. Umishum deloi havetikin mechitze v'oyu delav hechshe mechitze. Yes, I'm a male, it's only called aroi. Alibay demand deshori. There is also no tikkun gam. And for the Gemara, Eloho v'ho rabbono, ho v'ho rabbono. Both baraisis go according to the Rabbonon. Now, according to the Rabbonon, so we know that one is permitted to be moisef on an oyel aroi. One baraisis says it is muter for an odom to be a doifin, and the other baraisis says it is osef an odom to be a doifin. The same thing by Caleb. Let's talk about Caleb. That one baraisis says it's permissible to be zaykev esamite. The first baraisa says it's also to be zaykev esamit. Elohov ha-rabon. V'keilem ha-keilem loikoshe. ha bedeifen schlishes, ha bedeifen revis. Veganami diktoni nofal doif no, shmami no. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Eloha vahova rabono. Vaho diktoni nofal doif no. Lo yamid bo, that you're not allowed to be mamid a behemme. Yeah, an odom, or a mita, bedoif and shlishes. The bishtei defanais ein kori oil. Two defanais, it doesn't have a shame oil. Vichyavit bedoif and shlishes, mash vilei oil. With the doif and shlishes, it becomes an oil. We'll come back to this Rashi. Umay der Rabbonon, dein oisen oil aroi betchile. And the Rabbonon amoide, you're right, ein oisen oil aroi betchile. Vaho, de toni mutter, bedeufen revies, de belavoch yavi oil. You have already three mechitzes, so memelitz a kosher suke. The belavoch yavi oil, by toisvis balmo, this is only, you're adding on to the oil, you're not making an oil. The rabbono le tamayu domri maisif an oil b'shabes. So memele, that's the chilek. The chilek is, eistis, that where does it say it is permissible? It's permissible. We're talking about mita now. We're talking about mita. Yiskoif es hamita. Here it says it's permissible, and there it says it's not permissible. So this is the third wall. So then it's also. If it's the, that's called an asiyas oil. If it's the fourth wall, it is mutter. Deike nami do diktoni also bedoifen shlishes koi diktoni nofal doif no the mashma doifen she hi muteres bo the doifen that it needs revius lai have a tikkun suke that's not the doifen of a suke, the suke needs a doifen the snam v'shein lo shalish tfanes psulas psula abigimul ksheire. So memele, so that's how we verenfeld the stire from Kalem Akalem. One Baraisa is speaking about, the Baraisa that asks is speaking about the third wall, the Baraisa that is mater is speaking about the fourth wall. Elo. Odom a odom kashe. Frag the gemore. Odom a odom is doch schwer. Zot Rashi yazay, el odom a odom kash. De bish loime mita amite ikele terutzi ke de kabel. Mita yuf amfot. De ho de toni vi yiskoif es amite, de doifen revies koma. Yiskoif es amite, speaking about de doifen revies. De ho ktoni shloi tipel chamo ala meis. The bereise that was matter, and that spoke about amite, is speaking about Daif and Revish, like Ibucham Allah makes, Valoichlan, Al Malav Lach Shuri Sukasi. So that's good. So we can speak, we say it's speaking about the fourth wall. The purpose of the meat is goal for Zaitik Izach, to shelter the mace, is Memele, and so therefore it's Mutter, so Taisvis Anoil Aroi. Elo Odom Hoktoni Kidei She Yoichal Viyishte Viyosha. Here it says klal that one is permitted oisa odam as chaveri doifen kedei sheyoichel v'yishte v'yoshem. Alma lemeipik beichoy v'asuke ukmei hosom. That he put him there that he should be mekayim mitzvah suke. The gimel dvar malolo hein mitzvah suke. Alma doifen shlishi havoy chaseira. So weiss the chos if he wasn't permitted to eat without this Adam, so memele, so there was only two walls. So he's a doifen shlishi. Di doifen revi is la hava mipsule bo, kedem rine. Bava gavda ovid oil shori. So we're back again to we have a stira now. Adam a Adam is doch schwer. And here it's talking about the doifen shlishi. So the Gemara, Odom, Odom, Nami, Loikashe, Kan, Lodas, Kan, Sheloimidas. Zot Rashi, Lodas, Shoimid, Shom, Yoideya, Shelishem, Mechitze, Hemidu, Shom. If he's aware that why you're telling him to stand there, also, so then that's also Shaloila das muta. But if he doesn't know why he's standing there, muta, the Mishum Asiyas Oyo, like a lemeimar, dein derech binyan bekach. So now Rashi says, so we're talking about the third wall. We're talking about the third wall. That's pshat in the second Beraisa. The second Beraisa says he has to eat in the sukkah, and he needs a third wall. So memele, so if he can get someone that will not chap what's flying, so it's gewaldig. So he calls over someone and he tells him he wants to go to sleep. Now can he please stand there? He's afraid Ganova might come, and Yen is very obliging. So Memele Dvar Shlofter Dalton and Yenna Shtetach Dalton and he doesn't know that he's being marshaled the sukkah. So Memele Sarashi says, so even though in Yesod he's being marshaled the sukkah, that means in the Isser Binyan, what Chazal Asad Lasa is Binyan Aroy, that's a Psa Binyan. I will clear Derech Binyan Bekach, Hilkach Daif and Shlish is also. This is Derech Binyan. So it's also Midarabona. To get a person to stand is not Derech Binyan at all. So if it's not Derech Binyan, so Memele, so now we have to understand, so what's the difference in Ladas and Shalei Ladas? What is the difference? So, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Inyan of Ladas is Kidei Shalei Yovei Lezalzel. That means like this, there's no Binyan here. There's no Binyan. Ein Derech Binyan Bekach. That means, whatever Chazal asked about, you're not allowed to make an oil or roi, that binyan is only if you're doing something that has some semblance to binyan. So memelet mit rabbonan it's also. But ain't derech binyan bekach. There's no binyan. So memelet, so it's smut. There's no isa binyan. So, but Ladas, if he knows the reason why he's standing over here, yeah, there's an issue out that you're not allowed to carry, and thus you say, I'm allowed to carry, you're not allowed to, it's a postal of sukkah, now it becomes kosher. So he'll be mizalzel. The whole thing, so if it's ladas, there's a new problem. Or the Svasemis wants to say a different teher, it's over the chayil or something, but it's not a binyan de kishayla. It's also for a zaitik izach. So memele, so lodas is also, lodas is also, and shaloi lodas is muta. Yeah. That's what the Ritva of the Pesach is given, that Lodas gives it a Pesachem Binyan already. But the Loshna Rashi is not a Mashma like that. Rashi doesn't say anything. Shem Shem Yedesh Shem Mechitza Shem Yidu Shem Osa. Rashi doesn't delve in why it's Osa. But Al Kaponim, this is Zichra Mahalach, to learn that Alts Is, the Zichra no Isa Binyan. The Zichra no, it's Osa Alts the Lodas, Pesazilzel. Yeah. The shaila is what will be by a doifin revi ladas. That is the shaila. That's what the Sfas Emes speaks about. If you have a doifin revi, and I'm telling him, I want you to stand there. I want you to stand there. I want to have a doifin revi. Would it be yourself? The Ramosh state that it's muta. So the way we're saying Bemison is nish su gefelach could be by a doifen revi, he's not accomplishing anything. So there's no zulzul either. Like he's not doing anything. So that could be the svarah. If you learn that together, if there's a zaitike iser, and you have to know if that's anuv to the chayil tzedos, or could be then it's not totally if it has a shame binyan or not. That's what the Sfas Emes wants to tie in. Al Kol Ponim, the Gemara answered that an Adam is only mutter, an Adam is only mutter if it's shalei ladas, and the other braisa ladas is speaking about ladas. Fragt die Gemara, wo hat der Rab Nechemje bereit der Rab Chaniloi ladas habe? Fragt die Gemara, there they slept out a whole contingent of Talmidim to make a machitza around them, so that's ladas. So how is that mutter? And the Gemara, shaloi midas habe. Pidlei ploi. Shaloi ladas habe, lo yodu hanoshim ame kipsum sham. Pidlei ploi. Dafna reisgein. I mean, it shows the, I once heard a maise that, an elder yid told over when he was 16 years old, that Yerushalayim the Kiyid, his father came over to him and told him, the race is geworden nach Hossenheim. He said, yeah, mit wemen? He gives him a patch and ponem am bechutze pisto nach heuche. Ach, geponem, but there was a gewaltige is battles, as born nach Hossenheim. He said, na, ja, schekoyach im fertig. I mean, the Rav Chisda told him, me dafen gein a reus. Wussel befagt, a wuss me daf a reus gein. Dafen a reus gein, fertig. Keiner hat nicht etwas, as I, because between you and me, just like Rav Chaniloi was dovek in learning, they also were dovek in learning. He told them to go out. Daf a reus gein, efshes van zoye doich, reis, wuss me daf a reus gein. I mean, they weren't interested in that. They were mistome, the sicher that they were, I mean, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Rava, he was mining a sugya, so his foot was pressing down on his hand, the blood was coming out. I'm a pesizach, mate. They weren't involved in these anyonim. It told them, "Medaf and arayz gein, hot men arayz gegang and fartik." Lo yodu anoshim ama kibtzum shom, medaf gein, gaitman, fartik. Frech the Gemara, aber Rav Chisda, Mia ladas have it. Avchizda mia shaasa mechitze v'nikva sham be'echemem ha'yod. Aber Avchizda toch yogivus. The Gemara held he was needed. He was one of the minion. And the Gemara shaloi min ha'minion have it. He wasn't min ha'minion. Ba'isei ha'mechitze. He wasn't min ha'minion. Let's just finish this sugya. Hanu beganone da ilu maye b'mechitze shal b'nei Adam. There were b'nei ganone that they brought in mayim from a reshus haram to reshus hayoch b'mechitze shal b'nei Adam. Nagdinu Shmuel, so Shmuel gave them akas mardes. Omar im omru shaloi midas, yoimru ledas. How could you do such a thing? This was midas. So Trashi, the ilu mayim l'shus harabim l'shus hayochid, v'hukvu l'shom l'das, sheidiyim shalakach heim nikbotzim. He told them, neganoni, he told them to come out, they wouldn't go out, he didn't tell them why. Oh, now they knew, then they went out, so mele, so that was l'das. Hani ziki dahave shodyen beristike de mechuze. Ziki is a trashi noidis, shall rove have it. There were noidis, there were pitchers that belonged to Rove, and somehow they blew out of his reshus, and they were ended up ristike rechoi v'ir reshus harab. They were in the reshus harab of Mechuze. Now, the reshus harab of Mechuze, the rove's noidis is, they would stay there the whole Shabbos, who knows if they'd be the Meitzoi Shabbos. Is but we come to Katze Bedavasa, it's in the Rishus Arab. Is Bahadi the Ose Rovi Mipirke. So Rovi came back from the Shir in Shabbos. We have a nice picture in the Perish Rai. Rovi came back from the Shir. Is Alinu Nele. So Trashi, Bahadi the Ose Rovi Mipirke. For Hoyo Godot, he was surrounded, the Shoime Ad Roshe Boin Achot. So Memele, there was Rove Geitachdom with all of the Talmidim, and they were around them, and they were Mefalpul. So the Shamish of Rove, Zacharayin Gechav Dalton in this Mechitze, and he goes, and while they're walking, he goes and picks up the Noidis, and the Geit weiter. And Memele now, so he took them in. L'shabsa achite boy alino. The next Shabbos, he also wanted it. It seems he's noidus up somehow, had up some mazel that they ended up in the, in, or something else ended up there. Boy alino, v'osa lohu, ta'avu lo kedas. Now they'll hop already. In Shulchan Aruch it is brought down as follows, that the whole Issa Lodas is when they became a Mechitza. You see, they're not allowed to Zechavekstel and Dalton L'Shem Mechitza, knowing that they're becoming a Mechitza. But after they're there already, and they are a Mechitza, now even though they realize that, now they see what's happening, that's Golnish Mit Golnish. He says, but he can't call them the next Shabbos to come again, because then they're realizing already that they're making a mechitza. So b'shas ma'ise, so memele b'bay sukkets gogur. He just called them, stand there a minute, and he came there. So when he came, he didn't come with shame mechitza. Shpeta kana zogun, you remain here already. But that's called shaloi lodas. As long as the Iker Bia and Amide is Mashalay Ladas. For the next week they asked the very Levi Ailu Laitivne Zeiri as pasta tatter of a Mechitza Shal Bnei Adam, and it was an oifen of Shalay Ladas. Now let us see Tosfos. Now Tosfos makes a new girse. By us, it says in the Gemara as follows, that the shakl of Taya was as follows. Yosef Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Achayre de Rove. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak was sitting behind Rove. The Yosef Rove came to Rav Nachman. Omar le Rav Nachman by Yitzchak le Rove, my come boyle. He was up front, he saw the shayla. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak asked Rove, what was the shayla that Rav Chisda asked? Taisvis is not Geiris like this. Taisvis is Geiris v'yosev Rove v'komi boi le'garsinen. Rove asked Rav Nachman what was the Shaila. Rove asked Rav Nachman what was the Shaila. V'le'garsinen oma le' Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. The hoche pshitalei, because there's a problem according to Rashi's Gilson. He asked, what was the Shaila? We passed it from Galil, we passed it from Trebeleza, but it seems that was the only thing that entered his mind. And then, all of a sudden, he asked the Shaila to make a Mechitza. So maybe that was the Shaila. So that's a big Shverikai according to Rashi. So Bemeila, so that's why Taisvis fixed this up with Taisvis Gilse. The Rava was the one that asked Rav Nachman the Shaila. What was the Shaila? No, Yosef Rava become a boy, like not Rav Nachman, because the moving Zaraya. Not Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is the Shaila. Yosef Rava become a boy, like Rava was clearing what the Shaila was. And, Rava himself didn't know what the Shaila was. And then Rav Nachman by Yitzchak asked him, Al Kaponim, how was this permissible? Ilaime b'deloi molo gavre. So now Tosfos is geiris fakert and agemore. Agemore, the by us it says like this. The Shaila was, do we pass from Gliel or don't we pass from Gliel? And then the second, Idilme, we passed it from Gamil, but the Shaila was Loi Molo Gavre. Taisvis is Geiris Faker. That the first time was Ilaim with the Loi Molo Gavre. And that was the first Shaila. Is Loi Molo Gavre, and do we passed it from Rabbeleza? Bim Taima, Faktach Taisvis, Ki Loi Molo Gavre Nami Yelech El Mokim Shamachitze Magas. Bacharkach Yasa Hekevachet Shigil Letchum. What is the problem? They'll make another mechitza. The Yeshloima Kivin Shikva also Pamachas Yodu Shaladas Kain also Fakert. Now they know already. They're walking out till they saw Rav Nechemya there and they saw him walk, and then they chapped already what was happening. Is Mivosa Mikan Veilach Yedamasik Besamach Bishmaiden. That's the Maskonas HaGemore. After they were matir once, you can't tell them to do something again. That's called ladas. Oidil me b'demolu gavri askinon. So Tosfos says we don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar. That's how Tosfos learned it. The first malach was, do we paskin like Rabbi Elazar? Or maybe we don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar. And the shail is, do we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel? V'hashte afilu iein halachi ki Rabbi Elazar. But it will be good because it was malu gavre. Afilu iein halachi ki Rabbi Elazar yichnas. V'im taima. Frektach Tosfos. This is very schwer to understand. Kiven da omri rabbonon. Afilu amma achas lo yichnas, afo pishe dalet amma shaloi mevlois besoich atchum rishin. He says, if we're going now, that the chachomim achaylik and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said a very geshmakas for it. If he's a little less than two amis out of the tchum, so memele, and since he has two amis in all directions, so memele can go back into the tchum. This is legitimate. And after he's in the tchum already, so he's nichnas beheta. That was Rabbi Elazar's fault. The chachomim, for some reason, hold, since he went out of the tchum, he can't get back to the tchum. We have to know what to solve the chacham is. So if we assume that the halach is like the chachomim, that so the lomdus is, the minute you're out of the tchum, forget about it. You can't get back into the tchum. So how does Rabbi Gamliel help the situation? The whole situation of Rabbi Gamliel, the whole lomdus of Rabbi Gamliel is that a deer, a soyar, even here's a din of daladamas. So I can walk in this whole area, but I'll walk in this whole area and it'll extend into the tchum. Fine, so I got into the tchum, but that doesn't help the situation. Just like the chachamim hold. Rabbi Gamliel is only that Adir Vesoyer is kid Dalad Amis. Fine. So your Dalad Amis are extended. But a person who walked out an Am and a half from the Tchum, he has Dalad Amis. He has a real Dalad Amis, not kid Dalad Amis. He has a real Dalad Amis. And his Dalad Amis goes back, he can go back into the Tchum. Aval Pikaim, the Chachamim hold that for some reason, since he walked out of the Tchum, he can't get back into the Tchum. Even though he is a real Dalet Amis, which extend into the Tchum, but it doesn't help for some reason. So Memele, so what's helped Ram Gamliel? Ram Gamliel is a Keilu I have Dalet Amis. Since it's Mukif Mechitzis, so the whole area is like Dalet Amis. But Dalet Amis don't help according to the Chachamim. And that was Tosfos Girsa over here. Tosfos was first Geiris. The first Shaila was, do we pass on at Rabbi Elazar? Well, we don't pass on at Rabbi Elazar, but do we pass on at Rabbi Gamliel? That's it. If a hashtag to liyein ha-lochik, Rabbi Elazar, you can't expect that Tosfos v'im taima. Kevin d'amri rabbono, afilo ama achas lo yikones, afal pi shedalad ame shaloi muvlois besoich atchum arishoin, hochinami, so ki molu gavri mechitzis, afilo bi molu gavri mechitzis, umagi estoich atchum lo yikones, what could help molu gavri, but it still can't help the situation, it's not better than mamish dalad ames. So Tais is a very geshmak eteres. Vishloime de loidom. De hochek shetesalik mechitze de gavri. When, let's say, he was, let's be megashim then. He was 10 amis out of the tchum, Rav Nechemia. Now, we'll have moli gavri, and we schlept him into the tchum. De hochek shetesalik mechitze de gavri. Ukvar yotza ayidei mechitze, that means the arba ames he had before the talmidim came and took him out. So those dalad ames are non-existent anymore. He's out of those are dalad ames. So memele me'ata hayaroi liten loy arba ames acheres. So now we have to make a new deal. Those Dalet Amis you don't have. So now the Shaila is, we'll give you now here these Dalet Amis in the Tchum, but you'll be stuck in these Dalet Amis. Or we'll say, no, you're here already. Hasta Shein the Ganze Tchum. But al kaponim, what was before is non-existent. That means your matziv of chutz l'tchum that you were before, those dalad amish you had before, you're not there anymore. You're out of those dalad amish. So now the shaila, should we give you dalad amish in the tchum, or should we say, since you're in the tchum, also shen the ganze tchum? That means now we have to be done on you what we should get, what Allah applies to you now. So he's saying the tchum is so it remains like it was before. Avo bavlos daladames shloi hiv sidbichni sose daladames loi kones. In fact, the Zuktois is meredik, but if a person walked out, let's say, an arm and a half outside of the tchum, so we told him, Rabbi Yidya, outside of the tchum, you have daladames now. That's what you have. That was the halacha we gave him. So memela, these daladames is an arm and a half inside the tchum, and then 2.5 amis in the other direction, whatever it is, or al koponim, that's the dalad amis we gave him. So he could walk a heen and a, he can pace the floor the whole day, because I'm to hate. But the dalad amis we gave you, that's what you have. Mehechitesi, that when you walked in, it should be Mishana Yodin. When you walked out, so we told him, Rabbi Yid, you're chutz l'tchum, you have dalad amis. So now he walks in now. He walks an arm and a half inside. Rabbi Sai, what's with me? So he said, we told you already what's with you. You walked outside of the tchum, you have daladamis. So he says, I'm in the tchum now. So very good. We gave you daladamis. You can walk back and forth. An arm and a half in the tchum and I'm going to go back again. But the din we gave you, you still have. By walking into the tchum, you weren't mishan anything. That was the din we gave you. If they made a mechitza, so the din they gave him, when he walked out of the tchum, they told him, you have those daladamas. So when they made a mechitza, he's out of those daladamas. Those daladamas he doesn't have. He's in a new matzav now. Now he's toich tchum. So the previous daladamas are non-existent anymore. Now we have to give him halacha now. Rabbi say, what is my halacha now? So if you have to give him a new halacha, we tell him, listen, you're in the tchum already, so you remain already in the tchum. But the person who walked out and we gave him these daladamas, there was no ishtanis whatsoever that he's pacing back and forth. These are the daladamas we gave you, and you have these daladamas. Walking into the tchum will not be mishan and halacha one bit. The ibid emolu maite boilai. So the Gemara said that if it's molu, what could be the shaila? Va'af al-gav, the Rav Meir poisel l'kame behema l'doifin sukkit. And he says, Rav Meir pasels a behema. So maybe there is a shaila. There's a shaila who says, there's a new shaila. There's a shaila, are people kosher for mechitza, rameya pasul da behema. So Taisus pshita lei dalochik Rabbi Yehuda. That wouldn't be a shaila, just like the Gemara. No, Rablaz is a sofik how he passed. Mulil masa zicha no sofik. In rameya Rabbi Yehuda, alochik Rabbi Yehuda. So that zicha wouldn't be a shaila. That's the teret to the kashya. So Taisus avol ein laforish de ba'odom afil rameya moide. You'll tell me maybe a different teret on my kashya. That the time of rameya is all shemotivrach. Aber bei Adam mit sich gut, der Leishach bei Shema Yivrach, the lav hainu time of the Rameya. That is not the true time of Rameya, ke the masik beper kayoshen. The Gemara had such a tzad, that is the time of Rameya, but there's a whole sugya per kayoshen, and the Gemara feels always that the time of Rameya is, that a mechitza himedes beruach loishmei mechitza. That's the Gemara of mechitza, that the whole kiyum of the mechitzas to a ruach hayim or not a ruach hayim is a whole sugya there. Doesn't have a the eyes of the kichesorim, but it doesn't have a teiras mechitza. That's the maskone sagmor. So according to the maskone, this take moisa adam in a behema oyin. Just like a behema is not a good mechitza, an adam is also not a good mechitza. It's a mechitza imed ayidei ruach. So I'm asking a good kasher. So there's a shaila. Who says Bechlal and Odom can be a mechitza? So mechitza oimed ayyidei ruach. So the teretz is, but that wouldn't be a shayla because we paskin like, a Yehuda. V'hod eporich lekamon odom vekelim misha minalei. The Gemara asked, we had in the sugya, Heime the Shamit Lel Rab Meir, Beheime. And a Beheime doesn't have a Teiris Mechitza, Odom Vekelem Mishamit. Like, so here it seems from the Gemara, that the Gemara held that an Odom does have a Teiris Mechitza. Heine Lamanda Meforish, Besuk at the time of the Rab Meir Chashin and Shema Tivrach. That, this Gemara there, Fakalei Fahavamin of Yenna Gemara. That the Gemara wants to differentiate between an Odom and a Beheime. Abba Lefiyem, as Teisva says, there's no difference in both apostle min ha-teira according to Ramei and Lalocha we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Kedei shelo'i tipel chamo al hameis. The Baraisa says that one is permitted to be zaykif the mite in order to prevent that the rays of the sun should not fall on the meis. V'ho damrinen bepeire kirein oisin mechitza le meis bishvil meis. There the sugi is speaking about the shayla ain kli nitl ella bishvil dover hanitl. You're not allowed to be metaltal a keli only for a dover hametaltal. So memele, there's a problem over here. Hodeshori hoche, so this tachazaitik yakasha, how is this permissible? Heinek before shosem boy b'nei odom v'yeshem b'tzidoi. The kert is a whole dreidel, how you do it over there, if there's a mace and a problem, so people come, and they bring a mitzvah for themselves, and the machzelas, and then they leave, and they leave the mitzvah and the machzelas. Al kaponim, the batatchilas hatiltul is letzayre chachai. V'rim mefor shtocha v'shape b'shvil chai, shim yasriya chameish yitzal chalotzis min asuke. So memele, that is why it is, there's no shayla of tiltul. Kak achaloin, vepeire kol hakelem peire shakuntaris, vahai chaloin hava lemailo bigak. Rashi says that the iser of soisim zayin achaloin, that is only if the chaloin is a skylight. And then there's a shayla of oihel, so then there's a shayla moisif oihel aroi, boin oihel aroi, avo min hatzad. But if you'll have a window on the wall, loyshayach iser oil. Because there's no iser to make a wall. Rashi sheet is all iser is to make a oil. That's the pashas losh nagmor. Oisen oil aroy. Ve'ebi rai mi peri kol gagos. Rashi there brings a rai from a gmor of aitre and erev. Gabi rav ishmul da ve yosvi bahu chotzer. Rav ishmul was sitting in a chotzer. Now this chotzer had a mechitza between, there was two chatzeres, and they were divided by a mechitza. Now these two chatzeres, each one was iriv lifnei atzmai. That means they made their own eruvi chatzeres, there was a mechitza between them, and each one was ma'ariv bifnei atzmai. So you have two separate reshuyas. No problem. Nofal good the beini ubeini. Now the wall that separated the two chatzeres fell down in the middle of Shabbos. So now we're in hot water. What's the problem now? So now we have, so each chatzer is poritz b'milui l'moki ma'osoloi. Reuven's chatzer is poritz mu'ot to Shimon. He wasn't ma'arev with Shimon. Shimon is with Reuven. It's memele, so since each one was ma'arev bazunda, so now you have a problem. Yeah. Omar Shmuel, negudelei glime, spread out a beged, a hadre, and negudelei glime. So Shmuel said, spread out a glime. That what? So Poshet Shmuel wanted to make a mechitza again, with this glime. A hadre rav la'ape. So Rav turned around. Rav did not want to say that he's a witness on these actions because he held an Avera was being done. So Mela Rav turned around. Fine. Now, the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is as follows. Rav held that since the Mechitza fell down, since the Mechitza fell down, so now it's also Betultu. Shmuel held that since it was mutter betchilas haShabbos, hoyel vahutra hutra. Since it was a mechitza betchilas haShabbos that was matter, so therefore it was mutter. Uporech leShmuel lomeli lemevet hochi. According to Shmuel, why do you have to make now again a new mechitza? Va'omazam metalto adika mechitza. You're allowed to be metalto where the mechitza was. Meshani deShmuel oved letzni is baumer.